Where am I going? Where have I been? Standard philosophical queries, except sometimes you really do need to know how to get somewhere. That's why GPS technology, that's Global Positioning System, is getting so popular. On Tuesdays, Day to Day talks about technology, this time with David Pogue. He's personal technology columnist for the New York Times, and he's been testing a new palm-top device that uses GPS. David, first of all, how does GPS work again?
Circling over our heads at this moment are 24 U.S. government satellites that beam down navigation information. And if you buy one of these receivers, which up until now have been quite expensive, they can tell you exactly where you are and tell you exactly how to get where you want to go by interpreting the information from these satellites.
I've actually seen these things in the field and used them on radio expeditions when we're off in the middle of the jungle somewhere and trying to find our way around. But people are using them now to find a restaurant or a movie theater or their way across town.
Well, that's exactly right.
Well, tell us about these new palm tops.
Well, the real breakthrough is this new one called the Garmin IQ 3600. It's the first combination palm top and GPS. That is, it's a regular palm organizer that synchronizes your calendar, your address book, your to-do list, and so on with a Windows PC. But when you flip out the antenna that constitutes the back panel, it turns into a very nice global positioning navigation system with a bright color screen and a synthesized woman's voice that tells you when to turn and which way to turn.
Can you hear it? Can you play it for us?
Sure. I'll pop it on. Let me choose an address here. And hold it up to the microphone and see what we can hear.
In 400 feet, turn left.
And indeed, she keeps an eye on you. She knows where you are to within 10 feet of your location on the ground, all the way to where you're going.
Continue 0.2 miles southwest, then exit right.
Let me ask you this. Suppose I'm in a city like New York or Chicago or San Francisco. These are all places with subways and trains that are important for a lot of people. Is this thing of any use there?
Well, first of all, no, because it needs to be able to see the sky to get the satellite signal. So if you're in a subway tunnel, it won't be of any value at all. But I should mention, though, that because it's a palm organizer, you can download the subway maps for any major city in the world, and you can refer to those. So that's when the device's second personality comes into play.
One other concern that I would have, David, in just thinking about this, a palm top is not very big. And generally speaking, I think the smaller a map is, the less useful it is. So on the screen of this, how much can you see?
First of all, it's a very large, bright color screen. It's about 50% larger than a standard palm screen.
Okay.
Second of all, it's constantly redrawing the map. So it'll zoom in for 5 seconds to show you the tight picture. Then it'll zoom out to show you the next mile or so. And it automatically rotates as necessary.
Well, this thing does sound pretty useful. And what would it cost? What's it going to set us back?
You can find it online for about $550. It's just arriving now in stores, but in a couple of weeks it'll be widely available.
David Pogue, personal technology columnist for the New York Times, reviewing the IQ 3600 palm top GPS from Garmin. Thank you, David.
My pleasure. Thanks, Alex.